This is RSBNB Update, episode 59. Deliverymen don't get paid well. Well, hello everyone. We're here back from our little trips that we both took last week, and we have a huge, huge show for you guys. So,
got a lot to catch up on.
Oh yes, lots. Wow. That amazing what can happen in a week on that game when you're not there to cover it.
Yeah.
We've got the two updates behind the scenes, a good smattering of questions, few tech stories, and of course the rants, which we all know and love. Oh, we also have the follow-up from last week when Brad sent in that query to Jagex about the astral runes.
So the altars, the rune altars.
We'll be sure to fill that in later in the show. So, how about you start off with the gnome cooking update?
Okay, this is basically, it looked like a noobish update when it came out. The maximum cooking level for this 42 cooking. So, you know, you can tell from the offset it's going to be a very challenging update that's going to take you hours to finish. But anyway, you basically have to go to the gnome stronghold, talk to this person who's starting a food delivery business. You then need to go to these other two people. One's Blurberry, the bar, and the other one's this cook. You need to make things for them, which is easy enough because they give you all the ingredients. But be careful not to eat the ingredients, because that's what I did. Then I had to go all the way to Lumbridge Swamp to get me
frog's legs. What ingredients did you eat?
Frog's legs, toad's legs, whatever.
Yeah, so you could also just prune that furry woodland creature on our site called Frogger, or Nate, right? You could also prune his legs.
I don't think his legs would grow back. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Once you've done all that, which takes like 15 minutes, you go back to the person, and you can ask for an easy job or a hard job. I picked a hard job, and then you get given a location where a person is and a food, and you have to go and prepare that food, and you don't get the ingredients for it though. Like before, you have to buy your own ingredients or find them. Buy your own ingredients and then find them, and then you have to take it to them within a time limit. And then you get given a reward. I had to take some worm thing to some gnome in the wizard's tower, and I got 4 emeralds for that, so I didn't do any more.
And you had to take it to the wizard's tower.
Wizard's tower, but it's all over RuneScape, the locations. I don't know exactly where.
Yeah, I don't know. It's said that you can get a half keys, herbs, gems, and gnome balls.
I was talking to Scythrend.
Oh yeah, him,
on the first day this came out, and he said he got got a full crystal key, got the two halves,
really,
and a diamond from doing it. So I'm not sure how long he did it for, whether he was lucky or. But I mean, I just did it once, so it might be worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. What about the seed pod thing?
Oh no, I didn't get one of those.
That's a teleportation device.
To the grand tree, isn't it?
Yes.
But is it infinite, or does it use it up?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure.
I think it's used up.
Let's see. This item will be destroyed on use. However, it's tradable and stackable.
Oh, it's tradable?
Yes. You can either launch it or squash it. I guess if you launch it, a gnome person comes and brings you to the top of the comes with a glider and brings you there. And gnome pilot can see you. Doing this will give you 100 farming experience. But if you squash it, it takes you into the central grand tree area and you lose 5 farming levels.
Permanently?
No.
That would be expensive.
Yes. Exactly.
So. It's I don't know. I mean, it might be worthwhile if you do it a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. What do you rate the...
The gnome alone?
Yeah, the gnome thing, Madui.
I'll give it a 2 because for a while it kept me entertained.
Okay. A 2, eh? Okay. This next thing is the crossbows and those kind of things.
Those looked interesting.
Well, one would think that they'd be good, but first of all, you need the limbs.
Yes.
Which are metal, of course, and require, you know, like smithing levels. I think for rune ones, it's 91. 91 yes. Smithing required, and it's in the smithing manual, but basically you make the limbs, and then you stick them on a crossbow stock, and then once you stick those on, you need to string it with sinew.
What's that?
Sinew is basically a dried up beef. So you cook some beef, and you have the option of whether you want to dry cook it or make it cooked to eat. Basically, then you just arm yourself with bolts that can be anywhere from bronze up to rune. Right, you know?
And you can make special ones, can't you?
Yes, you can also put the bolt tips on them from all the different sorts of gems.
Including onyx.
Yes,
whoever
that's right.
Would be crazy enough to do that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I created one of these crossbows. It's a crossbow. It's a crossbow. That's what I have to say. It's a crossbow. If you like crossbows, then you'll like these. But I don't know. I think if I ever do ranging, I'll still prefer the magic shortbow.
Some people are saying, in a PKing sense, people have hit up to 40 with it.
Huh.
With the top. But, I mean, it's not practical. It's slow. So for PKing, at least, it isn't a practical.
That's right. Because if you take a look at the enchantments you can do, certain things that, like, for instance, the life leech on the onyx ones, chance of doing extra damage and healing a small amount. So, I don't know. Or dragon breath with the dragon stones ones have a chance
that
of
sounds interesting.
Having dragon breath hit, unless they have an anti-dragon breath shield or some sort of fiery beast such as a dragon.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but you need obviously a dragon stone for that. I don't know. Do you know anybody who's gonna use a dragon stone on some bolts and only get 10 or 12 or whatever bolt tips from it?
That does sound a bit steep, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
But expensive.
Yep. And then after that, basically, it's just a crossbow, and it just works like that. And then we have the grapple. Oh boy.
That sounds the most interesting part.
It's actually a piece of, you know?
Shit?
Yes, the grapple. Because most of the grapple points are one way only. So once you get there, you can't go back.
That's bad.
Yeah, basically what you do is you smith the grapple with your hammer and stuff. Then you attach a bolt to it, up the shaft. And then you attach a rope to it, and then you can swing it around your head and grapple things, obviously.
What locations are there that you can grapple?
That's a good question. There's only, like, I think 3 or 4. So it's really not that useful. For instance, one that's kind of useful if you, like, for a shortcut is, you know, the water obelisk where you charge the water staffs?
Yeah.
You can escape from there using a grapple.
Did you notice as well all the shortcuts are now marked on the minimap?
Yes,
with green arrows.
I did notice that.
That's clever.
Yeah. You can scale the Falador wall, which requires 37 strength.
And isn't there one by Catherby?
Yeah, the Catherby Cliff, 35 strength. Water Obelisk, Yanil Wall. Those are the only one. Oh yeah, and Karamja Volcano. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 grapple points in the entire map. I don't know, probably be more added later.
Yeah.
I have to give this a 2.5.
Yeah.
Because I don't range, so yes. Did you also notice that they put in a little hidden update in which halberds, the black Mithril, Addy, and Rune Halberd have strength requirements now?
No? What's the strength requirement?
It's...
Is it like 40 strength for Rune, 30 for Adamant?
That's a good question. Let me look that. Anyways, basically I think it was like around 20 strength or something for each of these.
So it's the same for all the different types?
Pretty sure. Oh, I know why I can't find it. I know why I can't find it. Basically, there is a strength requirement on these, but you need to check it from within RuneScape. Because they neglected to update their little knowledge base thingamadooey.
It's because they're idiots.
Yeah. So, knowledge base wasn't updated for this, so there are strength requirements, but they are not that low. But I find it kind of odd that a dragon halberd does not have a strength requirement. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so that's that. Okay, so what do we have for behind the scenes this month?
There's the sailing network. What is that?
I have no idea. Basically, they say it's going to be a line of upper-end ships that'll get you around the seas.
So, I can't think of any new locations they could have.
I don't know. Maybe you'll be able to go down rivers or something.
River Lum.
Maybe. Many RuneScape ports will be connected by a network of high-quality sailing vessels. The initial cost can be quite heavy. Players familiar with piratical ways and those handy in the art of persuasion will find it a lot easier in the wallet. The crew members will no doubt be able to sell you a few choice goods from their travels, so keep a lookout for them, too. Yes. That's that. Oh, yes, we have the new prayers. Obviously, they're going to be inserted in between, before level 52, because somebody at Jagex goofed and uploaded a picture of the new prayer menu.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, I think they do things like that just to see if people will find it.
Well, if you remember before Construction came out, there was that intro to the Construction page, so I don't know. Maybe the website team isn't exactly smart on what they're doing or something.
Maybe they're one sandwich short of a picnic, as we British say.
What exactly does that mean?
It means mentally retarded, Shane.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, one cannon short of the King's Armory. There's loads of them. But my favorite, one sandwich short of a picnic.
Okay, I get that. So, yes. New prayers, that should be interesting. More chances for people to be a prayer noob. I'm a prayer noob. I don't care.
Yes, we do.
I don't care about that. I'll use
prayer. It is part of the game.
Yes, exactly. Oh, and lastly, we'll have the graphics updates of Dragons, Demons, and Giants later this month.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what they can do to them, though.
Well, since they've changed all the... I don't know, maybe the new engine, they said, the new graphics engine was going to allow... the new Java engine, whatever, they changed a while back, it was going to allow them to do new things. So maybe this is...
Maybe that's something to do with that, but... Yes, we'll have to wait and see on that, because I don't know, these dragons have wings, so are they going to be able to fly?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, maybe they'll fly off to Dragonland. It just reminds me of an old episode in which Pika decided that dragons were going to fly him off to Dragonland one day. Anyways. Oh yes, and they have a new poll. Why do we visit the locations we visit on the game? So I Brad... Why do you visit a location?
Because I need to, I'll visit. Depends on the location. Normally to do something.
Right.
Are they saying, what would make you go to a town?
Yeah, something like that.
Mainly if it has a bank.
Yeah. Basically, they say, what makes you visit a location? 36% say areas to train skills. The least is ease of getting there. And the least is the graphics in the area. So, yeah. Obviously, the areas to train skills, so maybe some new skill training areas will be coming soon because of this. Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, so I guess that's that. That's our huge, huge selection of RuneScape updates for this week. Okay, I guess we're on to questions now. You want to read this first one?
Okay. Do you have any game systems? Also, do you play other computer games besides Half-Life and RuneScape?
I think that's referring to me.
Yes. Do you want to answer first?
Okay, well, for game systems, I have the classic Nintendo 64 and GameCube. Yes, that's what I have for game systems. Also, for other games, there's this game called Tribes 2 from year 2001, in which is a very good game, even though it's from 2001, so just keeps people coming back to it. I made a video in that, actually. You remember that?
Oh, you pushed it ages ago.
Yeah. You remember that, like, that video of my thingy that I did?
I watched it, I think, but it was before I was a mod.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's basically a video of playing the game. There's some good shots in it, so yeah. I'll post a link to that video after. Brad, what about you?
Let's see. I have an Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. PlayStation 2, which I'm actually on the most.
Oh, wow.
I play mainly sports games. I don't play many like RPGs or shooting games, but I do like them. But no, I don't play many other games apart from RuneScape. Although sometimes if I'm fishing, I'll play another game on one of my consoles while I'm fishing.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Thank you, and that was from Kevin, I believe.
Yes. Do you want to take the next question?
Yeah, sure. If Barrow's armor degrades, like from 100 to 75, does it affect the defense bonus on the armor? No, it doesn't. No, it does not.
No, not. I used to think that, though.
Yeah, it doesn't. And also, do you get a warning before it turns to zero, or is it advised to repair when it's at 25?
You just get like a line of text. It doesn't like stop you.
Yeah, it just degrades to zero.
I was maging Greater Demons with Arams on, and I didn't realize it had gone to zero for ages.
Yeah. Yes. Was that after when Aram had his little lie down?
Yes, because I dropped it because it was all like zero, so.
Yes, okay. So yeah, there's your answer to the question, Metal Maniac 9. Thank you.
Thank you. What do you guys do while training skills but are getting tedious to make them less boring?
That is from Thom.
I mean, if it's, you know, if I can AFK, I'll normally watch television, listen to the radio, play on a game.
Isn't the TV in the other room, though?
I have a TV beside, but I only get German television.
Oh, right.
I mean, I can understand some, but or watch a DVD, because I've got my PlayStation, I can play DVDs on it. But if it's, like, something that I can't do away from the computer, I'll just try and get it over and done with.
Yep.
If I'm talking to people on MSN, it distracts me, so I just set status. I set my status to away and pretend I'm not away, so if you have me added on MSN, half the time when my status is away, I'm not really away. I just don't want anybody to talk to me.
Okay, well, I haven't really done any tedious skills like that in a long time. And normally, if I am doing something like that and I'm not on the forums, MSN, or something like that, or there's nobody on MSN, I'll normally pop in one of those old good Star Trek DVDs that I have.
Star Trek.
Yes, it's good for you.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it'll be good for my stress levels when I bash apart that cardboard cutout of William Shatner.
Oh, you have one?
Oh, I wish I did. I could do so many things to that.
Okay, then. Ah, this one. Shane, did the seeds I give you help anything? This is from Kyle. Yes, of course they did. Seeds always help. They always help. Just a matter of planting them, and then, of course, they always help, because most of the things I plant now don't die because I either protect them or or I used super compost on them, so yes, of course they helped. Brad?
Yes. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Next one.
Did you have fun on holiday? That's from Bogorov Lurk. Did you have fun on holiday?
I guess. Did you?
Yeah, it was alright.
That's
hot.
Good.
Too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot.
How hot is too hot?
43 degrees Celsius.
Oh yes, that is too hot. Really hot.
But the hotel was air conditioned, so I was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was pretty good too. Just the usual stuff, so it was good. And Airbnb did run itself without two of the admins here.
Yes, it didn't fall apart as we had predicted.
Who predicted that?
Me. I'm creepy and tricky in a conversation we had just after you left.
Oh, really? And what did that conversation entail?
Well, Mike was in it as well, but we were just saying that everything was going to fall apart.
Really? But it didn't. It's still here.
Yes.
And the server fixes itself when it has problems. Anyways.
It's a smart server.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways. Next question, please.
What is the next goal you are working towards?
Let's do this one first.
Okay. Is this RuneScape, or?
I believe so.
Okay, well, to sum this up briefly, I want 85 range and then 85 in all my melee skills.
Ah, okay.
That's it, and then I'm going to stop combat for a long time.
Yeah, what else are you going to do? Retire to fishing?
99 fishing after that.
Okay, then. Is that it?
That's it.
Well, it's approaching the middle of August, which means school is coming in September. And there's a few things I want to do, such as getting the fire cape, 64 construction, working on combat and slayer, get full guthins, keep going on my herblore and farming, runecrafting maybe 70, maybe 75. I just made a post about this on the blog at chain.rsbnb.com. You can take a look at it. It's already got a comment on it by someone.
In Chain's fan club.
Oh my, yes. Thank you. Also, how old are the moderators?
Shall we go through them? We can list
this
their ages.
This guy, this guy is 16, he says. Okay.
Okay,
yes,
so
let's do that.
Okay, you're 19.
That's right.
I'm 15.
You had to think about that for a minute, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I wasn't sure how old I was. How old's Mike?
He is 17.
Pika's 17.
Yeah.
Let's go through them. Creepy Bacon is 18, 17 or 18?
17 coming 18 soon.
17. Mushroom Queen?
She's 19.
She's 19. So they're all quite old. What's Trekkie? He's 19.
Yeah. Lance is almost 20.
Oh, I'm too young. Who else is there?
Southrend is 18.
But come on, let's do the younger ones. Yeah, Chris. How old's Chris? Is 15.
Yeah.
King Killer is 15.
Yeah.
Jeff's 14.
Or 13. I'm not sure. One of the two.
One of the two.
Derek is 15.
15 is a popular age.
Yes, I think Derek. What about Dan?
Dan isn't 15 or 16.
Yeah, something like that.
See, how about Krazy?
He's in his 20s. He's the old fart.
That's everybody.
Yes.
If we left anybody out.
Yeah.
So the average age is like 17, 18, maybe.
Yeah, around there. Yes, so there you go. Thank you. Thank you, Casey Jones. X.
You can take the next question.
Okay. Are either of you good at cooking? If so, what dish can you cook? And this is from Mushroom Queen.
We're gonna
send this to Brad.
Just because we talked about this last night, I think you made her send that question.
No, she did this by herself.
Okay, sometimes I cook because my father is out a lot with his job. So sometimes I just cook for myself. I'm not that good, but I mean, I can cook just simple things, pasta, fish, you know, anything that just I can put in a frying pan or boil it or something like that. Simple stuff.
Yeah.
How about you, Shane?
I don't cook.
Really?
No, I don't.
Your parents cook?
Yes, I do my I can do a lunch sandwich.
Sandwiches are nice.
Yeah.
But I cook if I have to. If someone else is here to cook for me, they cook.
Yes,
If no one else is here to cook, I'll cook.
Yeah. What about RuneScape? What can you cook?
I can cook. I'm 90 cooking. I don't know.
You can cook lots of stuff.
I think I can do everything but summer pies and manta rays.
Alright.
What are you?
Oh, just monkfish.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was for Mushroom Green. Thank you about that.
MQ.
How did she send that question in?
Is it on the topic?
I know, but how did she do that? Because we were just talking about that, and I didn't tell her to send it in.
We were talking about it last night. That was spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you made me go and do the gnome update. You made me go and look at that, because you said I was the cook.
Yeah, you are.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why aren't there cat speak amulets in real life? Invent one, Plonks. I really want to know what my cat is always talking about. Okay. I think it would be very difficult to invent an amulet that allows you to understand cats. Difficult, if not impossible.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd even invent one. You just can't. They just sit on you if they need something.
That's true. I was at a friend of my dad's house earlier this evening, right? And it's out of the city a bit, so it's sort of very rural. And they have this cat, and they've got a lean-to at the side of their house, right? And this cat kept climbing up on this lean-to, going through their bedroom window. You could hear it from downstairs, and then coming down the stairs and going in the lounge because it wasn't allowed in at night or something like that. And so his wife kept putting this cat out the front door, and it kept climbing up, going through the bedroom window, and coming back down the stairs. And it did it like 4 or 5 times.
Really?
Stupid cats.
Cats are superior.
Mike likes cats.
Yes, he does. Yeah, I don't know about that. So, yes, and we do have one final question that was added afterwards.
What is that?
How much money is saved using the armor stand to fix Barrow's armor compared to the regular way of fixing it? Also, is it worth getting 55 construction to make the stand if you plan on getting Barrow's armor in the future?
How much is it like? Doesn't it depend on your smithing level?
Yes, it does. Basically, if you have 99 smithing, it's half the price.
So.
So, otherwise, it's somewhere between. It's somewhere in between there. Like, yeah, it's a really complex thing. I'm not sure exactly.
So if you had
how it works.
Maybe if it works simply as levels, maybe if you had 50 smithing, which is halfway between 1 and 99, or roughly, not experience wise, maybe it would give you 75%. I don't know.
Yeah, that would make sense, because it's 50% off at 99. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But it might be experience wise, so you might not get 75 25% off unless you have 6.5 million experience. I don't know.
Barrow's weapons initially cost 100k to prepare, bodies 90k, legs 80k, and helmets 60k to repair. So it's definitely worth getting 55 construction in order to repair your own armor.
I came to your house and I thought you could do it for free.
No.
That would be good. No.
Yeah. And that was from Poison 333.
Poison 333.
Yes. On to tech news now.
You can take the first one.
Yeah, sure.
This subject just makes me angry. Angry all over.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, like, people who use Oprah are by and large like vegetarians, for example. They just like shove it in your face. Oprah is better. Oprah is better. Use Oprah. I don't give a shit. I'm happy with Firefox. That's why I don't like Oprah.
So Opera users are like vegetarians?
You know how, you know, you get those vegetarians who are like moral. I'm not saying every vegetarian is like this or every Oprah user is like this, but you get those.
It's Opera.
Opera, whatever. Oprah. This I speak properly. I'm European. Anyway, I just, these people who try and push it in your face and make you use it and make you agree with them, and I just don't agree with it. So, I mean, that's why I don't like opera.
Okay. Basically, the Opera 10 development team is already planning ahead for version 10, which is coming out sometime later. Basically, they want to steal the market share from IE and Firefox.
Never going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they want it. They want to be able it to be the browser that works anywhere, so that it'll work on a mobile device, the Wii, whatever else is coming out, any computer. They want that to be it. And they're also releasing developer tools. So it sounds like they're doing some planning here. But you think it'll be successful?
I'd just like to say I'm also doing planning. I'm planning an arson attack on their head offices. I don't know. I mean, they seem the most media. They've had the most media, haven't they, of all the three?
Firefox probably had a bit more, I think.
I know, but that was like a few months ago now. I mean, Opera seems to be overtaking Firefox for media attention.
I don't know. Not sure. Anyways, they say that in the first day they had 700,000 downloads of Opera 9, including the mini version, and 25 million downloads since mid-June.
Well, I download it and never use it. Yeah, I download it to laugh at it.
I have it for testing purposes.
I have it for laughing purposes.
So, yeah. I don't know, but they do seem to be like the developer's tools. That's what Firefox has, so obviously they want to take market share away.
So they're copying Firefox.
Yes.
Well done.
But Firefox is copied otherwise too, so.
I know. I'm just finding more reasons to
There are things that people do not like in Opera. For instance, take your middle mouse and press your middle mouse button and scroll it, and your cursor moves to the center of the screen.
I'm going to try that.
Yes. Also, when you open a pop-up window, it doesn't open a new version of the browser. It just opens it in the same browser window.
Like in a tab.
Up. Yeah, sort of like that. But you can't move it across dual monitors. That's so annoying. That's what really turned me away from it.
Firefox.
Yeah, we've got two Opera users for sure on RSBNB there. Mike and that other guy.
Who?
Poison. Or Matt.
So, I know some ex-staff members use it. I know some ex-staff members use it.
Really? Yeah. So, Okay, yeah, so Opera is Opera. I don't know. You can take a look at this if you want and see what you think about it, but I don't know. I don't think it'll go anywhere.
Hopefully not.
Anyway, so next story. You want to take this one?
Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Is it Ballmer or Ballmer?
Ballmer.
Is admitting Vista problems as to what went wrong. The company took a big bang approach and tried to overhaul all of its operating system's core components simultaneously. We'll never again do a Windows update this big, said the Microsoft staffer. He expects future releases to follow the path mapped out on demand hosted applications with small frequent updates, rather soup to nuts overhauls.
Yeah. Basically, that is the problem in Vista, is they're trying to redo everything. So much to the point that everything is new in there, and as we know, new code is not always trusted code. Because the new code has all these little security problems in it that we never had before. For instance, in making software, there's two main things. You have security and usability, reliability, and all those other sort of things. If a piece of software is new, it hasn't been banged on and tested on. So basically, because it's new, it has all these bugs in it. This is what is happening with Vista. So That's why Vista is having the problems. And it's actually pretty interesting that Microsoft itself is actually admitting this. Because that's a step in the right direction for a company to admit its own problems. For instance, one of the things that about Vista is that if anybody here listens to the Security Now podcast on the Twit network, last week's episode was basically saying that the new networking, this new networking component in Windows Vista, is taken is a brand new one that was completely coded from scratch, which, because it's coded from scratch, obviously there's going to be problems with it. Whereas the Windows XP networking component that we're discussing here was looked like a free BSD variant. So you can see the kind of options there, or the differences there, but it's definitely something in another topic to take a look at as to why 2000 and XP is performing better and identifying as like a free BSD type of stack rather than a Microsoft one. I don't know, you can take a look at this Security Now thing about this, but main point here is that this networking component is different and fresh, and fresh code is not always the secure code. So that's what we're dealing with here. And Microsoft admitted it, so that's right, eh?
That makes a change. They've admitted when they're wrong.
Yeah. I don't know, take a look at this. Maybe they'll start doing things right after Billy steps down.
When is Billy stepping down again?
2000, later this, I'm not sure when. 2008, 2007 sometime. Yes! Also this week, we had the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference. They released something called the Mac Pro, which is their top-of-the-line computer, which goes for about $2,800 Canadian in its default state. Brad, are you going to be getting one of those?
Getting one of what?
A Mac Pro?
No, I rely too much on Windows programs. I'm a slave to the Microsoft machine.
Well, you can run Windows on it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Not legally, though, can you?
Yes, you can.
Legally?
Yep.
I prefer doing things illegally, but...
No, it's totally legal.
Oh, that looks nice. Oh, it looks nice. I'll have it.
But it's very expensive.
How much?
$2,800 Canadian.
Whoa.
So, yes.
If I win the lottery, I will buy you one.
Yay. I don't even know why I'd need that much power, so...
Shane, I don't know why you're cheering. I don't even play the lottery, so the chances of me winning are zero.
I don't know. They also did a Leopard preview, which is their new operating system.
Leopard?
Yes. Have you ever heard someone describe themselves as a leopard?
No.
One of my old English teachers described themselves as a leopard.
Why would they describe themselves
as a leopard? I have no idea, but he was this guy who was really small and smoked lots.
Are you sure? He might have been smoking crack. I'm a leopard, man.
Jeez. No, he just said, I'm a leopard, it runs in my family.
Oh, cheesy joke.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that joke I told you last night. And, you stand on your head. That one. Did you stand on your head? No, it's too high up.
Yeah, that's right. But if you put your body up against a wall, I'm sure you could stand on your head.
Yes, maybe.
I don't know. Back to the topic here. They've also released Intel X servers, which are their line of servers. Which is their line of server. Yes, they also cut display prices for anybody who wants a new Apple display. Basically, they start at $799 Canadian and go up to $2,300. Yeah,
$8, $799.
No, $799.
$799.
And go up to $2,300 for a 30-inch. These are pretty nice displays, though. So, yeah. You can maybe buy one if you have enough money. I think that sums up the Apple story. Let's see. Oh yes, Google users have started warning people if they go start moving to a website that'll harm their computer. What do you think of this?
Well, so when you enter the search, when you go to click on it,
yeah, if you click on something, it'll warn you that it's a bad site. Basically, it says initially these warnings seen via the search site will be generic and simply state people that a site has been flagged as dangerous. Eventually, the warnings will become more details as Stop Badware researchers visit harmful sites and analyze how they try to subvert users. So, I don't know, it's a good thing on the part of Google, I think, right?
Doing something good.
Yeah. I don't know, I haven't seen one of these because I probably don't go to bad sites, so... Yes!
Nor have I. I have never seen one of those. Never.
Yep.
When were they released?
These?
Yeah.
Are the Apple things.
These?
I don't know. Apparently this thing is in... The Google thing has been released already, so... It's probably out there somewhere. Apple things were released just the other day, so yeah. Oh, definitely something you'd want to check out, so check these out. And that Google story was from the BBC.
British Broadcasting Corporation.
That's what that stands for?
BBC, yeah, British Broadcasting Corporation.
I see. Okay, so next question, I guess. I guess we're on to rants.
Oh, yes. Well, you've done the Apple thing.
Yeah, I'm done with the Apple thing.
Oh, okay. Do you want the first rant or what?
You can take this first one.
Okay, rant. Disclaimer. This is not a rant against autos or behavior of players, but against the waiting time the game has to report bots. The situation is out of control. I made a little excursion to F2P to help out an F2P friend of mine in a quest. When I logged in Draenor, there was an army of level 3 green skinheads in the bank. More than 30. After a short while, the soldiers mechanically started to walk. Well, that's the game engine. I followed one just to see where he was heading. There actually also were some female soldiers there, also level 3. They marched towards the docks at Port Serene and took the boat to Kramja. Unfortunately, I did not bring any GPS to see where they were heading. However, I suspect they marched to collect some lobsters, which their platoon leader has caught. I wanted to start to report them. First report, fine. Second report, you just send a 67, whatever. Oh my god! I'm not going to wait half an hour to report this army! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Same occurred a little later on at the U's in Rimington. A battle of skinheads against randoms. Three staffs on the ground, two sandwich ladies in action surrounded by another army of level 3 green skinheads chopping down the poor trees. No way I'm going to spend another 30 minutes just to report them as well. Jagex, if you really are serious about getting these armies off the map, either lift the 60-second waiting time or make sticky like form emergencies for the in-game mods to see where the army currently is marching. Goes on to say you can't. Yeah, well, I think sometimes, you know, you report someone for saying something bad and then they say something even worse afterwards, so you can't report them again. So maybe, but then if you could just report without a delay, people might abuse that.
Yeah, that's right. But it sends a screenshot of the 60 seconds, so I don't know. Does it do 60 seconds both ways? Like, forward and back?
Maybe it does 60
seconds.
Or no,
what the heck? You can't even look into time. That would be looking into time.
Time runes.
Yes!
Perhaps Jack X like, have a stack of time runes in their office.
Maybe.
No, so what? Do you think it's 60 seconds before you sent the report?
Yeah, probably. So, yes.
It would be an idea, but people might abuse it.
Yeah. After this rant, it went on to say that they could give 5 more spots in order to fill stuff in.
But yeah, maybe they need to be more harsh on people who would abuse it, like black marks or bans if they do it a lot.
Mm-hmm. How many black marks do you have?
Oh, don't start. I have 5, because I got banned. I got a temp ban for something I didn't do.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, so, I don't know, but I put this one in because it's a problem with the autoing and stuff like
that.
The
stupid thing is, though, right? I got banned for 3 days. I served the 3-day ban. I appealed the ban afterwards, right? And the ban got... They said, yeah, we made a mistake, blah, 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 blah. Gave me 3 days credit back that I'd lost, right? Yet they didn't take the black marks off my account, so I still got 5 black marks off my account, even though the ban was...
Oh, so they admitted they made a mistake?
They admitted they made a mistake. They gave me 3 days members credit back, which apparently, I don't know, I didn't know they did, but I guess I've lost after the ban was over, but they never took the black marks off my account.
Oh, God. Did you follow that up again?
I wasn't bothered. If I get warned again for something, I'll say, well, you said you forgave me last time, but you didn't.
You still have the messages in your private message box there?
No, because they only show them for the past 3 months now, don't they?
Oh, really?
Yeah, didn't you know that? After 3 months, they just disappear.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so... I don't know. I put this one in because it's a problem with the report abuse, and I like the way that he referred to them as green skinheads.
Green skinheads.
Yes, okay. Next rant here. I have found that many cats have hated cats because many cats have hated cats. I don't know. Anyways, because they get in the way, but think about it. They're like walking shields. If you're in the wild, then your cat could save your life. Castle Wars, they help protecting you from your attackers. If someone that's after you clicks on your cat, they will stop for like 2 seconds, and that 2 seconds could save you a lot of trouble. So before you discuss how you hate cats, think they're walking furry shields.
Oh my God. What an idiot. Oh yeah, because
do you have a cat?
Yes, it's in my bank. But I mean, you know, in just put this real life. You're walking out. Let's just say you have one of these cats that actually goes out for walks on a lead. You're walking your cat around your neighborhood. Some crazy man with a knife walks up to you and says he's going to stab you. Is the first thing you do pick up your cat and use it as a shield? Don't stab me. Stab the cat.
But, I mean, besides, what cats go for a walk on a leash?
Oh, some weird people. People I used to know in England did that.
Really?
They had a cat that they actually used to put on a dog leash and walk it, take it for a walk. Well, it was mainly because if it actually ever went outside off the leash, it used to go absolutely crazy and freak out and run off.
Really?
So that was the only way they could take it outside.
Okay, then. But, I don't know, you think it's right to have a cat used as a furry shield?
No, it's cruelty against animals. Even if they're just pixel animals.
Yeah.
I guess so is killing cows just to get their hides.
Oh, that's allowed.
Yes. Well, they respawn pretty quickly.
Yes, they do.
It's another one of these rants. It's scary to think in 10 years this person will be in the real world, earning money, having to pay taxes, and being a valid member of society.
Yeah.
That's what scares me.
Yeah, that's right. You want to take this last one?
Okay. They're quite short today, aren't they?
Yeah.
When Lunar Magic Swear released, I was so excited. Reason one, ooh, more good spells I PK people with. But it's some stupid boring farming healing spells.
This little asshole needs to go die.
Oh, I'm still getting that as a sound clip. Reason two. The requirements are way too high for level 83 to accomplish like me. Hang on a minute, it doesn't matter what combat level you are. Your non-combat stats aren't effective of your combat level, are they?
No.
So it's the highest one is like 61 crafting, and that might be a bit difficult to get, but it won't take that long. So please improve some of the Lunar Magic spells in the next series of updates. They're fine as they are. They're skiller spells. They're not for PKing, are they?
Yeah, that's right.
They're for skilling, idiots. This is another, right? This guy is going to be, like, in maybe 10, 15 years, this guy is going to be out in the real world working. That is what scares me. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now we've got that follow-up.
Yeah, so, better though. Like, the spells are fine. Obviously, some boring farming spell. Oh my God. I'm just gonna look this guy up right now so I can go get him later. Let's see here. Let's do a search of the rants forum for Lunar. Lunar Magic for PKing.
Is that it?
No, that's not the one. I'm trying to find it. Oh, here we are. I see him. I'm not going to say this guy because then you guys will go attack him.
Oh, he's got a gay name anyway.
Yeah.
He needs to go get some cards. Go
his
play some
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Pokemon cards.
His fire making, smithing, mining, herb lore, farming, and construction are not ranked.
He's a noob.
And his magic is only 62.
What's his crafting? Is it not ranked?
Crafting is 50.
So he's 11 levels off.
Yeah, that's right.
Idiot.
And then,
the follow-up.
Yeah, basically...
Shall we say what we asked first?
Yeah, one sec. I did a search for Lunar in the Rants forum, and then there's this guy begging Jagex to remove Lunar magic for non-skill purposes because it's dumb.
Some people are idiots when they rant.
Remove it because you can't PK for it?
That's stupid. Not like Alks. Alking. That's not PKing, but a lot of people use it.
Yep. Aye, aye, aye. So yes, the follow-up. Say what you sent to Jagex.
Oh, shall I just pull it up on my RuneScape window?
Yes, please.
Okay. It was a really quick reply. I asked it whilst we were recording the show. They actually replied within 40 minutes of me asking. Yet my F2P account that got banned hasn't had any word on its ban appeal when it got banned 21st of July. It's now 10th of August. Thank you, Jagex. Right. Anyway, I was just wondering why the Astral Altar is unlike the rest of the Rune Altars and is not cracked. And also, why are the original Rune Altars cracked? What cracked them? The reply came, dear Brad Woodward. Greetings, Enchanter. You ask interesting questions, and one that we sages at Castle Jagex have been debating amongst ourselves since we first heard of the Moon Clan and their miraculously intact altar. The theory we have amongst ourselves is that the massive abundance of magic upon the Moon Clan Isles, indeed the fact that it is entwined within their very lives, has somehow preserved the altar. It is known of the other altars within the world began to crumble some time after the followers of Zamorak burnt down the original wizard's tower and ended the so-called Golden Age. This old wizard's heart is filled with hope that an altar is intact and has been preserved so fully by magic, for perhaps we can begin to learn the secrets of the past and uncover more of the lost magical arts. That could be a hint that more spells are on the way. Uncover more of the lost magical arts.
Yeah, that's right.
Should you ever wish to know more of the mysteries of the realm, my friend, please do not hesitate to contact me again. Knowledge be thy shield. Shall we say the J mod's name?
Sure.
Mod Matt P. It's a very nice reply. Thank you very much.
Yes. Where are those stories about the old ages and stuff?
Aren't they like Varrock on the old website? I'm sure there's something called Varrock Library or something like that.
Yeah, on the old website.
Yeah, perhaps they took it away.
Yeah.
Tales from the Tavern or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, if anybody knows where that is, let me know. I'd be interested in having a look at those.
You're going to put up that reply in the show notes?
Yes, I did last week.
Oh, you did last week.
I just thought we'd read it out.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to?
What have you been doing?
You, first.
Okay, fine. Well, since I was... I was away, so what did I do last week? I've just been training combat a bit. I'm 99 combat now, one defense level away from 100, which I can't be bothered to get. So I've got 79 range. I'm going to get 80 tomorrow from pest control. That's not it much, just been pest controlling and a bit of fishing. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and doing that stupid gnome thing today, because she made me.
Okay, I've been working on... When I got back, I got Herblore 73. After that, I've just been doing the standard farming runs and combat/slayer. And I plan to go for the Fire Cape maybe this weekend. In my list of stuff I want to do at shane.rsbnb.com.
I've been writing less and less about RuneScape on my blog.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's people like my RuneScape stories.
People don't seem to like my very controversial political opinion. Brad.rsbnb.com for your daily serving of bullshit.
Yeah.
Shane agrees. Right, that's other bits of news.
Yep. Yeah, what else do we have? RSBNB Informer issue 2 is out. That went pretty well, I think. Good interview with a player moderator /
Skill Pure.
Yes, that's right. What else do we have?
Interview with the 99 Miner.
Yeah. Reviews of the updates, Opera tech thing.
Yes. Yeah. Don't use Opera.
You're going to be away next week, right?
Yep. Visiting family.
Okay.
So I won't be here next week.
Yeah, where are you going? Oh, right, back to England.
England.
I see.
Back to the homeland.
Yes.
Yeah, so somebody will be... Well, there'll probably be a few fair few guests on next week, won't there? What?
There'll probably be a few 30 guests?
I just said a fair few guests.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to have 30 people on the show.
That would be hectic.
Yes. Just a reminder, click those little donate buttons on the update site and RSBNB. If you click those donate buttons, that'll help us greatly in paying for the site and all its expenses.
The servers, they need better servers.
Yeah, just click the donate buttons and then you donate. And if you send in your forum name, you get a special RSBNB donor rank.
For every day that you do not give money to Mike and Shane, I will kill a small kitten.
Ho, 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 ho. Yeah, well, there you go. So donate then. Yes. I've also put up a new poll in the RSBNB update area based on how long you think the show should be.
Yes.
How long does Brad think it should be?
I think around an hour is good. I mean, because normally when you listen to it, it's actually probably been recorded for maybe 30 minutes more than the actual running time. There's a lot of stuff which Shane takes
out. Well, not 30 minutes.
20 minutes. It depends. I mean,
some shows, stuff before and after.
It depends how many funny moments we have. There's an awful lot you don't hear.
That shouldn't be heard, and only on our clips episode.
Oh yes, which that will be coming at the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's always fun to do.
You remember last year's?
Oh yeah, all those clips.
Yes. Basically, it's tied right now between 45 to 60 minutes and an hour, 50% on both.
I think 3/4 of an hour is a little bit too short, especially if you've had... I mean, sometimes we have small updates that we can't talk much about.
I mean,
there is only so much we can say. If there's not much to say, it won't be a very big issue. Big. Mm-hmm. And it also depends how many questions we get, so send in questions. The more questions
we
have.
Oh yes, that's one thing else. Send questions to questions@rsbnb.com.
Even if the topic isn't there.
Yes, just any kind of question can actually go there and we'll see what we get.
Because sometimes Shane forgets to put the topic.
Yes, that's right.
So just if the topic isn't there by like Monday or Tuesday, just send in questions to that address anyway.
Yep. I think we are done unless there's anything else you want to say.
Keep watching the skies.
Oh yeah, in case like something...
Something interesting happens, yes.
Okay.
That's it, isn't it?
We've been going for about 58 minutes on this show. Actual recording time.
Ooh.
That's stuff that we've actually been talking. Well, that's because there's basically we did the two shows together.
Yes.
So
normally when it's just the two of us, it's only like 3/4 of an hour, so it has been longer.
Yeah,
today.
That's right. Yep. So I guess with that said, we'll see you next week for the big 60.
Goodbye.
See ya, everyone.
See you in 2 weeks. Goodbye. so long, goodbye, farewell. Let's do that bit from the Sound of Music at the end of each show. Let's do a sing-along.
Go on.
I can't think of the words. So long, farewell, of Reader's Inch. Let's do that at the end of each show.